ジャパニーズポット101です。あー美味しそう。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 28. One word you can't speak Japanese without. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say how to in Japanese, such as
食べ方
how to eat, the way of eating
読み方
how to read, the way of reading. We'll also be focusing on the differences between formal and informal speech
and reviewing the te form of a verb.
This conversation takes place at
鎌倉のホテル
a hotel in 鎌倉
多分ロビーですね。
Probably in the lobby. The conversation is between
お客さんとガイドさん
Customers and a tour guide.
お客さんとガイドさんはホテルにいます。
The conversation is between customers and a tour guide. Some customers speak in formal Japanese and others speak in informal Japanese. But the tour guide is speaking in, Naomi-sensei?
Formal Japanese. では聞いてください。
皆さん、おはようございます。今から自由時間です。3時半にホテルを出発しますから、3時15分にロビーに集まってください。では、気をつけて、行ってらっしゃい。
ガイドさん、地図の見方を教えてください。
あ、はいはい。ホテルは、これですね。それで、
ちょっと、タクシー呼んで。
タクシーは駅の前にいます。駅まで歩いて2分ぐらいです。
ガイドさん、デジカメの使い方を教えてください。
あ、ちょっと待ってくださいね。今行きます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
皆さん、おはようございます。今から自由時間です。3時半にホテルを出発しますから、3時15分にロビーに集まってください。では気をつけて、行ってらっしゃい。
ガイドさん、地図の見方を教えてください。
あ、はいはい。ホテルはこれですね。それで。
ちょっと、タクシー呼んで。
あ、タクシーは駅の前にいます。駅まで歩いて2分ぐらいです。
ガイドさん、デジカメの使い方を教えてください。
あ、ちょっと待ってくださいね。今行きます。
今度は英語が入ります。
皆さん、おはようございます。今から自由時間です。
Good morning, everyone. You'll have free time starting now.
3時半にホテルを出発しますから、3時15分にロビーに集まってください。
We'll leave the hotel at 3:30, so please be at the hotel lobby at 3:15.
では、気をつけて、行ってらっしゃい。
Well then, be careful. I'll see you all later.
ガイドさん、地図の見方を教えてください。
Mr. Guide, please show me how to read a map.
あ、はいはい。ホテルはこれですね。それで。
Right, right. This is the hotel, so then we have...
ちょっと、タクシー呼んで。
Hey, get me a taxi.
あ、タクシーは駅の前にいます。駅まで歩いて2分ぐらいです。
There are taxis in front of the station. It's a 2-minute walk to the station.
ガイドさん、デジカメの使い方を教えてください。
Mr. Guide, please show me how to use a digital camera.
あ、ちょっと待っててくださいね。今行きます。
Please wait a moment. I'll be with you presently.
Naomi-sensei, タクシーは駅の前にいます。 Ah, there are taxis in front of the station? I found this sentence kind of interesting.
Oh, you mean the usage of います?
そうですね。いる or います。This is usually used for animate objects. And ある or あります is used for inanimate objects.
That's what usually written in the textbooks, I believe.
You don't read the textbooks. Okay.
でも、in a conversation, I would say both タクシーは駅の前にあります and タクシーは駅の前にいます sound natural to me.
じゃあ、違いは何ですか? What's the difference?
エンジンじゃないですかね。
Whether or not it has an engine?
No. The engine is on or not.
Ah.
Or whether people are in or not.
I think it's the latter, personally. You know, like, the person operating the vehicle is an extension. It's kind of like the vehicle is an extension of the person operating it. And that's why it's either like an animate thing.
時々 vehicle は animated object for Japanese people. Some people treat vehicle as a human, right? They say the word 顔 for the front view.
Very interesting.
例えば、私ビートルの顔好きとか。
I like the front of the Beetle car.
そうそうそう。Because they have eyes and nose and mouth, right?
I see your point.
かな?
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
集まる
Together.
集まる集まる
Next word.
地図
Map.
地図地図
Next word.
教える
To teach, to tell.
教える教える
Next word.
デジカメ
Digital camera.
デジカメデジカメ
Next word.
使う
To use.
使う使う
Okay, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first thing we'll look at?
歩いて2分
2 minutes on foot. 歩いて is the te form of the verb
歩く
To walk.And can be translated as on foot. Now, in the previous lesson, we introduced
歩きで and 徒歩で
both also on foot. Now, they can replace 歩いて in this case, right?
はい、そうです。歩きで2分、徒歩で2分。徒歩で sounds a little formal.
But they both mean, and they all mean, 2 minutes by foot.
そうです。
So, can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
駅まで歩いて2分くらいです。
So, it takes about 2 minutes to get to the station on foot.
ピーターさんの家から駅まで歩いて何分ですか?
そうですね。歩いて15分ぐらいですね。え、ナオミ先生は?
歩いて10分ですね。
So, from my house to the station is about 15 minutes by foot. And for Naomi sensei, it's about 10 minutes. And the reason this is so important, and there are so many different ways to kind of talk about it, is so many Japanese people live near a station.
Ah, そうですね。At least in Tokyo area.
To the degree that if you're looking at an advertisement for a place to rent, they always have
徒歩で2分
2 minutes by foot from the station.
歩きで2分、歩いて2分。
Okay, what's the next word?
型 as in 見方
How to look, or way of looking.
使い方
How to use, or way of using. Now, 型 means the way.And it's used as a suffix in this lesson. When kata is attached to the mastem of a verb, it means the way to do the verb, or how to do the verb. I think, Naomi-sensei, we could probably explain better with an example. What do we have?
使う
To use. What's the mas form?
使います
So, we're just going to use the mastem, which is?
使い
Now add kata.
使い方
How to use, or?
Way of using.
Let's do one more. How about the verb to look?
見る
Mas form is?
見ます。
Mastem?
見。
Now we're going to attach or append kata.
見方。
And this is how to look or way of looking.
でも気をつけてください。But be careful. The usage of the particles is a bit tricky.
How so?
To use a camera is カメラを使う。
So in this case, the object is marked by the particle を。
But with 使い方, the object should be marked by の。So,カメラの使い方。
Okay, so notice that the noun before the verb is marked with the particle の. Can we have the phrase again?
カメラを使う。
So, to use a camera.
カメラの使い方。
How to use a camera or the way of using the camera.
PDF を見てください。
Okay, and not to confuse you too much, but here's a sample sentence that if you have any questions about, be sure to stop by. お願いします。
カメラの使い方を教えてください。
Literally, please teach me how to use a camera. But in natural English, can you show me how to use a camera? And Naomi-sensei, one more thing. This is for people new to Japanese. This phrase, 教えてください。
はい。
This is please teach me or please tell me.
Or show me.
It kind of means all these things.
Give me the instruction.
And a lot of times in English, it's like, give me your number or tell me your number. And in that case, you're going to want to use this verb, 教えてください。It's not 伝えてください, which is, the literal translation, please tell. It's 教えてください。
教えてください is like, give me some kind of information?
Exactly. So while it does mean to teach, it also has a meaning of tell me. This is very important for native English speakers because a lot of times this tell me or give me some kind of information is used so much. But Japanese, a corresponding verb, is not direct translation. In this case, it's 教える, 教えて, give me, tell me. Give me your number.
Yeah, I heard some Japanese people saying, teach me your telephone number.
Yep, it's one of the biggest mistakes.
そうだよね。
Teach me your email. And what they're doing is they're directly translating this verb.
Right.
教える。So don't make the same mistake when going back. Look out how you would say it in English and try to use that word. This is the word you're looking for. Okay, on to this lesson's grammar point. In this lesson, we're going to review sentence structures that contain the te form of a verb. First of all,When you want someone to do something, Naomi-sensei, we use?
Te form plus kudasai.
This was introduced in Beginner Series Season 4, Lessons 9 to 12. Sample sentence, please.
写真を撮ってください。
Please take a picture. Now, let's break down the sentence. First we have?
写真
Picture.
を
Object marking particle.
撮って
The te form of the verb, 撮る, to take. And finally?
ください
Please. Literally, picture, take, please.Of course, please take a picture. Now, in informal situations, from this phrase, we can drop something.
ください
And that's because it's inferred by the speaker.
写真を撮って
Take a picture. And this is, of course, you can imagine this being used in a very casual situation. Or something where you're rushing.
そうですね。写真撮って
You know what? No, you'd probably... No, I would say just informal situations. You don't want to be a little rude, so... So on to the next usage.
Te form plus imasu.
Now, with this structure, you can express an ongoing action or situation. Can we have a sample sentence, please?
ガイドは写真を撮っています。
The tour guide is taking photos. Te plus iru. This is an ongoing action. English equivalent is kind of something similar to the present progressive.
Right. ing, right?
Doing something. And can we have that one more time?
ガイドは写真を撮っています。
Now, imasu. This is polite. This is formal speech, right?
はい、そうです。
How do we change this to informal?
Change imasu to iru.
Which is the corresponding dictionary form. So we have?
ガイドは写真を撮っている。
And this is a type of speech you would use when you're talking to close friends and people in your circle. Now, this grammar was covered in Beginner Series Season 4, Lessons 13 and 14. Let's not just quickly recap what we covered in...This review section.
はい。
Naomi-sensei, please take a picture.
写真を撮ってください。
Take a picture. And in this case, we're not going to use the polite form with the Japanese word for please inferred.
写真を撮って or you can drop o and say 写真撮って
which is a very short way of saying it. Okay, I'm taking a photo.
私は写真を撮っています。
Informal speech?
写真を撮っている。
Same meaning, but 私は is dropped.And 撮ってます becomes 撮ってる。
Again, you can drop object marker o and say 写真撮っている。
Now, we have more sample sentences inside the PDF. We also have a chart for reviewing the conjugations of the te form of a verb. So please be sure to stop by JapanesePod11.com and download our lesson notes.
And please also review the usage of 手もいいですか?
May I something something?
手はいけません。
You can't do something something.
It's all in the PDF. じゃあまた。
皆さん、おはようございます。 今から自由時間です。3時半にホテルを出発しますから、3時15分にロビーに集まってください。では気をつけて行ってらっしゃい。
あのガイドさん、地図の見方を教えてください。
あ、はいはい、ホテルはこれですね。それで
ちょっとタクシー呼んで。
あ、タクシーは駅の前にいます。駅まで歩いて2分ぐらいです。
ガイドさん、デジカメの使い方を教えてください。
あ、ちょっと待ってくださいね。今行きます。